In Death Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, season finale of season 2, episode 11, featuring Riley Arizona. Enjoy the show.
Peace, In Death Podcast. I keep saying I have special guests because I feel like all my guests are special. This guest is very special. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Riley Day. I'm not sure what else I should say about myself.
Definitely. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So I typically don't do this when I start off podcasts, but I have to do this. So the first time I met you, I was in such a bad place in my life. I was mad at the world. The energy you encompass, just being happy, well, I won't say happy, but being positive all the time and just smiling, it made going to that job so much better for me personally. So I wanted to sincerely thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. You know, that place was a hellscape for everyone. But I'm glad that I could, you know, my smile could put a little smile in your heart as well.
Definitely. So let's get into it. So I guess my first question would be getting into meditation. That's something I've gotten very deep into lately. So I asked another guest the same question. So if you had to pick a destination to meditate, as well as a preferred time to meditate and a type of meditation, which of the three of those would you pick?
Okay. My favorite place to meditate is in bed, actually. Especially like in the dark. I like guided meditations, but I like to just kind of like let myself think, you know, really just meditate with me. A guided meditation is a great way to start, but once you can get into it, it's being in the dark in the morning, setting the intentions for the day, really just checking in with yourself. Like, what do you want to do today? Like, how's your day going to be? That's just like the best for me.
Right. So true. So that will bring me to my next question. So lately I've been really connected to nature. Like I go out to trails. I just stare at water. I can't feed ducks anymore. I will say that. I can't do that because they're starting to recognize me.
They just blocked you.
Yeah, it's to the point where as soon as I come there, they kind of like look at me. Some will come up to me. I mean, obviously they don't understand English, but I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. I don't have any food for you today. And they'll just like go back into the water.
So funny.
But I wanted to say, what do you think is the spiritual connection between humans and animals?
Oh my gosh. If I had a second place to choose where to meditate, it would definitely be anywhere outside. I feel like being outside is its own like form of meditation and like reconnecting with the earth, especially when you like take your shoes off, really ground yourself, like barefoot in there. But I think, I mean, you know, we're all created from the same like matter or like stardust, or, you know, God created us, however you want to put it. Right. And you know, the like sacred geometry and all of the stuff that we see like in humans and in nature and in science, and, you know, like the molecules that are the same as everything in the world is all made of the same designs and pieces and all of that stuff. So there's part of humans, like we have a connection to not only the animals, also like trees and flowers and the grass and little insects and all of that stuff. But specifically animals, we can see all of the goodness in them. Like there is no negativity from them. Like, you know, dogs bite sometimes, like bears attack people, but so do humans. So for the most part, we get like those cuddly like vibes from them. And they just emanate such pure love. I wish my dogs were in here right now, but they're so great. You just want to you get so angry. You want to not angry, but you want to hug them so hard. Like you squeeze their heads off because they're just pure happiness and love and joy. And they just reflect those parts of what we have inside of us, like back to us. So I think that's our real connection with them, is that they're just reflect. I mean, everyone's a reflection of yourself, but I think animals really pull out the best parts of us.
That was a great answer. And I do want to say one of the things, I think I tweeted this today, but there was a point in time where everything went back kind of to spirituality, and everything had kind of a connectivity, science, math, history, art, everything was kind of connected, So I really like that answer, most definitely.
Oh yeah, thanks.
For sure, for sure. So that would bring me to my next question, because you mentioned reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see how I could ask this question. So everything I've been doing lately has been surrounding water, What is your take on how water connects to spirituality?
Ooh, that's a great question. That's a good one. I think both water and wind, I think they're very similar together. Obviously different, but in that they're both carving their own paths and do what they want to do, or what they're put here to do. Wind's here to blow, the water's here to be wet,
Right.
They succeed in that. They're pushing, pushing boundaries, maybe pushing down trees if it's wind, or water doing the same thing. Sometimes they're very destructive with the floods that we've recently seen, as are humans. And as we are in our spiritual journey, sometimes we can go really dark and really embody the dark side of ourselves.
Right.
We're still here doing the thing that we're supposed to be doing, just like the water's here still flowing, doing the thing it's supposed to be doing. It's just unfortunate that it was over a town or whatever. And we kind of all come from water. We're I don't remember how much percentage humans are water, but it's a large and also in our mother's wombs we're floating around in water essentially. So it's kind of a mirror of life and of us. Really everything is a mirror.
right
Just it's an example to just be here, do whatever you're here to do, whatever that may be. You're going to hurt some people along the way, but you're going to find your way to back to the stream, or where you're supposed to, back to the ocean, where you're quote supposed to be, the path that you're supposed to be on. Even when that includes the negative stuff.
Yeah, that's what makes everything so challenging, because I've grown to kind of learn from the low moments. One of the things I kind of thought of to myself in meditation was, create a light in the dark,
Yeah.
Just because it's dark doesn't mean you can't create a light somehow.
Right.
So I kind of look at life like that these days, because there's been some moments that haven't been perfect, Everything is imperfect per se. But yeah. But
you eventually come back, you find the end of that light at the end of the tunnel, or you'll come back to where you're supposed to be and yourself and where you want to be, not where necessarily anyone else, society's trying to force you to go, whatever. We put barriers to keep water out, or it doesn't work. Eventually it just flows over the top, where it breaks it down after years of these waves behind you, hitting on the beach. Eventually the beach is smaller, and you finally break through that barrier and reach your higher self or the next level. You know, things do have to like get dark before you can get to the next level of consciousness, spirituality, whatever you want to call it.
I'm learning. This is cool. This is cool. I'm learning. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Levels. So many levels to this.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Yeah. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I really don't know what to say. The one thing I definitely can say is you made a good point with saying that how water is kind of consistent in all living things, you know, and it affects even some inanimate things, you know, rocks, for example. There's no erosion without water, you know. Right. Some water moves things. Water keeps things still. You know, us being made up of water, it makes sense why a lot of us are kind of drawn to water, you know.
Everything.
Right.
Wild. It's all around you.
Definitely. Wow. Yeah. I don't want to end the podcast early. I'm trying to think of another question, but wow, that really impacted me. Wow.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I did not expect.
Didn't see that one coming. Didn't see it coming.
I did not. Wow. Wow.
And just to even talk more about water, like it, as I've said, like probably 7 times at this point, everything's a mirror, and like water is like a literal mirror as well. And how it like mirrors, you know, you yourself. It can mirror like the trees or the sky until you throw like a little rock in there or a leaf hits it or, you know, whatever, someone runs through it, and then you have all these ripples and you can't see all that beauty or yourself. We're all beautiful. So right. The beauty, you have to like fight through, I guess, or like hold on until the waters have calmed again, you know. Whether that in within yourself as well, you have to hold on to yourself, like, and who you are through those really dark times, when you're dealing with like shadow work or just something bad is going on in your life, whatever it might be. You gotta hold on until those waves, those ripples, all that, those effects can you know, subside, and you can like come back to yourself and start moving forward, see the beauty again, like how you were saying you were going through a really hard time where you're really mad, like there was a lot of waves, like you're upset with the world. We've all been there. And luckily here you are on the other side. The waters seem to have calmed, like
definitely. found-
Yeah. It's amazing. Wow. How much nature can like relate back to us and to literally everything, but spirituality as well, for sure.
Definitely. Wow. I feel like this was a therapy session for me. This is wild. Wow.
It's a lot, you know?
That is a lot. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about. Well, I have a question for you.
For sure.
Do you feel like there's been a change in like the consciousness of the world, like in a, it's not necessarily spiritual, I guess, but pretty much the way, like, have you been feeling that lately?
I feel like that's a very good question. So now you're going in depth with me. So
turntables have turned.
Yes. That's a good question. I honestly feel, like as far as the consciousness of the world, I think it's relative to the state of the electromagnetic field in the world. And it's just off right now. It's super off. So it's like right now, like the best thing I think anyone could really do is just hone in on themselves, you know, and kind of, you know, one of the things that I learned from a video I watched is when we're connected to that higher source, you know, God or whatever anyone calls it, that's how we refine ourselves, you know? And it's like when we're in the world, you know, working and going to jobs, that was never really meant to be a thing to begin with. So that's literally taking us away from where we're really supposed to be. But when we meditate and reconnect with that higher source, we instantly feel like, wow, this feels like home. It's like, because it is. And how everything has become and how everything is progressing is not really how it was supposed to be. I mean, and I'm sorry if I'm being long-winded, but
oh no.
So it's like with nature, I feel like we feel so natural in nature because nature is the nature of how the world was. So we're coming back to ourselves when we visit nature.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
Right. Because it's like, we have to really think about this. The oldest ancestors are trees, you know? Trees have been around for, I can't even give you a number.
Listen, I saw some redwood trees in California that I swear to you, they said were like thousands of years old. And I was like, wait, like what? It's great.
And on top of that, like close to trees, that's a typical burial site. Energy doesn't die. Spirits don't die. Right. So there's an accumulation of energy in that tree based off of where in the ground someone might have been buried or where the energy might have traveled. It could even be a rebirth, someone's second lifetime through the tree. And that could be the familiarity of why we go to certain places so much is because, you know, we're thinking we like it from an earthly standpoint, but from a godly standpoint, we're like, hey, this feels very familiar. We go to these things, we view them. It's like, man, this feels great. It's because the electromagnetic field is pulling you. It's there, you know?
Yeah. Who knows if like your human ancestor, like, you know, was buried right there, or maybe your dog is back as a second, you know, it's their second life and that's where they were buried in their human form. Or maybe like your spirit animal, if you would identify with those, maybe one of them died right there and was buried and has been into that tree. Like there's so many different options or reasons why you may be called to like a specific place or a specific tree, anything like that, flowers, you know, all of that stuff.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That took me somewhere. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. This was a great podcast episode. Wow.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
I did not expect any of this, but it was like everything that was said today was something, it was almost like something I needed to hear today.
Yeah, good. That's how it always works, right? Someone says something random and you're just like, whoa, wait, oh my gosh, did you say that for me?
Right.
Like that fits so well.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Wow. So in effort of me not saying wow 20 more times, because I'm probably going to be honest with you, because I'm kind of mind blown right now.
Yeah.
So I will say thank you so much for joining the podcast. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This has been so fun.
Definitely. This is, yeah. I'll say one more wow, and then I'll say wow one more time, and then close it out. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
All right. So, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Definitely, definitely. In-depth podcast. I believe this will be episode, let's see, 11, if I'm not mistaken, episode 11.
Ooh, double ones. Love
of,
that.
Of season two at that.
Nice. Nice.
All right, everyone, take it easy. Peace, peace.
Big thank you to Riley, Arizona, for joining in Def Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed season two. Season three coming soon. In Def Podcast.